This shir is, again, Lila Nizma, Uva Bas Mordechai Levi, Aleh Shalom, Ms. Mark Gutman, Ms. Kleina, Elka Mindel, Bas Rav Moshe, Aleh Shalom, and Mrs. Jacobowitz, Rachel Nirl, Bas Rav Shmuel, Aleh Shalom. Aleihem Shalom. We're going to take one pasuk, a pasuk that's familiar to all of us, in Kapitel Chav Zayin, and we see how David HaMelech longs for a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech says, Achas Sho'alti Meis Hashem. One thing I ask from Hashem, Oso Avakesh, this is what I'm asking. Shivti Beveis Hashem, to live in the house of Hashem, kol yimei chayei, all the days of my life. Lachazos, to behold benoam Hashem, the glory of Hashem's ways. Ulevakir beheicholo, and to visit him in his mikdash. So David HaMelech is clearly asking for a deep relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that's now go through one layer at a time. He seems to be repetitious. Achas sha'alti, one thing I asked. Oso avakish, that I ask. Why is the repetition oso avakish? Again, he said achas sha'alti. So Rashi understands this to mean achas sha'alti, one thing I asked. Oso avakish, and I will continue to ask. Sha'alti is lashon ovar. Avakish is lashon osid. So Rashi learns that David HaMelech is saying, this is something that I will continuously ask. Shifti b'veis Hashem, kol yamei chayai, lachzas b'noam Hashem, ulevake b'heichalo. The Malbim, though, has a very different take. The Malbim says that a she'ela is not the same as a bakasha. A she'ela is what you ask. A bakasha is what you want. That means sometimes what I ask is not really what I want. For example, I may want $100. Or I may ask for $100. But I want that, I'm asking because I want to buy something for that. The mavukash is not the $100. The she'el is what I'm asking. The mavukash is what I want. And often they're different. David HaMelech is saying, in my case, it's not different. Achas sha'alti me'es Hashem. One thing I ask, osof, and that's what I want. It's not that I'm asking for something, and I want something else. The Malbim is very specific. Hashem, I'm not asking shifti b'ves Hashem in order to be protected from my enemies. No. Also, avakesh. I just want to have that relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm asking, sha'alti, also, and that's what I want. What I'm asking is what I want. It's not for any other reason. So that's how the Malbim learns sha'alti and bakasha. She'ela is what I'm asking, bavakish is what I want. And in David HaMelech, it's the same thing. As we learn the rest of this pasuk, we have two different drachim. One is a literal derech, and one is a figurative derech. So let's take the literal derech. What is David HaMelech asking? Shivti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayei. I want to live in the mikdash. I want to live in the house of Hashem because that's the best way. David HaMelech is saying that I can cultivate a relationship with my master. Kol yimei chayai, lachazos benoam Hashem, to behold the glory of Hashem's ways, ulevaker beheicholo, and to visit him in his heichol. Now, the problem is, first he's saying shivti beveis Hashem, to live in the house, and then he's saying ulevaker, to visit. Does he want to be a yoshev or a mevaker? We know that a dweller is not the same as a visitor. A visitor is not the same as a dweller. So how come, if we take this to be the literal understanding, as Rashi does, How come he says shifty on the one hand, and then a lavaker to visit? So I saw a beautiful pshat, and that is, there's an advantage of a yoshev over a mavaker, and there's an advantage of a mavaker over a yoshev. The advantage of a yoshev over a mavaker, a dweller over a visitor, is that he's yoshev, he's a permanent dweller. As opposed to a mavaker, he's just visiting. But there's an advantage of a mavaker over a yoshev. I think there's an expression in English, a guest for a while sees a mile. A visitor says, wow, this is fantastic. The yoshev, once he's there long enough, he takes it all for granted. David HaMelech is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want the advantages of a yoshev, and I want to maintain the advantage of a mavakir. Shivti beveis Hashem. I want to live in the mikdash to cultivate that relationship with you, ulavakir, and I will maintain that wowness, ulavakir. That guest for a while sees a mile. I will maintain that wowness, that I'm going to appreciate the opportunity to live in your house. So that's why he's using two expressions. Shifti beveis Hashem, or lavakir. I want to remain as a mavakir, because I'm not going to lose the beauty. Like I'm telling the girls in this magnificent Gutman building. We're all saying, wow. And I tell the girls, make sure the wow waxes and not wanes. Because unfortunately, the way we are, and I remember it happened to this building, when 15, 20 years ago, it was all, wow, this is fantastic. But then we were mavakir. But after we're here for Yoshev, for a few months, we take it all for granted. David HaMelech is saying, according to this derech, I'm going to be a Yoshev in the Mikdash, and I'll maintain my awesomeness, the appreciation I have of this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's, if we take the derech, that this is literal, not figurative. Rav Shamshon Ofel Hirsch doesn't understand. He says, even the Kohanim were not constantly in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he's saying, David HaMelech is not talking literally. He's talking figuratively. Achaz sho'alti meis Hashem oso avakesh. Shifti beveis Hashem. He's describing the conception of life. The conception of life. Shivti beveis Hashem, that I should be in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu kol yemei chayoi. As the Shulchan Aruch begins the Aruch Chaim by saying, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi zomit. I want to live in the world with a relationship that I am living in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's house. Like we say in Ashrei. Ashrei Yoshevei Vizacha. Fortunate those who dwell in his house. Who are we talking about? So it seems to me that there's also a conception. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be Yoshevei Vizacha. We want to realize that we're in your home. Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed. And then, Od Yehaluch Hasela. If a person can always hulk up that I'm living in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm Yoshevei Vizacha, how could you stop praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Call HaNeshama Talalka, I'll call Oneshim Neshim Talalka. I can't stop praising you. Because every step that I take, every breath that I take, every heartbeat that takes place in my body, Od Yehaluch Hasela. That's assuming I'm a Yoshevei Vizacha. I realize I'm living in your home. So therefore, Shamshon Ofel Hirsch says, Shivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayi. That's to be taken figuratively, not literally. But then the rest of the pasuk gets a little difficult. Lachazos Benoam Hashem, to behold the magnificence of Hashem, what's Ulavakir Behecholo? According to Rav Shamshon Ofel Hirsch, if this whole pasuk is to be taken figuratively and not literally, what is he saying? Ulavakir Behecholo, to visit him in his Hechol. What does he mean? So Rav Shamshon Ofel Hirsch says that vakir, ulavakir, can mean two things. Bikur cholim. But there's also something else. There's a pasuk at the end of Mechukosa, the very end of Sefer Yikra. When the Torah speaks about a farmer who wants to take a tenth sheep, Maser, the Torah says, Lo yivakir, bein tov l'ra. Do not search whether it be good or bad. B Corps can ultimately don't search, Lavakia. Don't search, make a difference between good and bad. That means B Corps means search. And as far as Ma'aser goes, the Torah is telling us, when you have the 10th sheep, either it's a Baal Mum or it's not a Baal Mum, it's okay. That can have Kedusha. Lo Yevakir. So according to that, Rav Shamshon Falosh is saying the end of the Pasuk, taking the Pasuk in its figurative sense, not literal sense, I want to be Lachzos B'Noam Hashem, Ulevakir Behecholo. The Hechol of Shamshon Falosh explains was what we call the Kodesh, as opposed to the Kodesh Kodoshim. In the Kodesh, you had the menorah, you had the Aron, you had the Mizbech HaKetoros. And right next to it, you had the Aron in the Kodesh Kodoshim. So Rav Shamshon Falosh writes, the message Ulevakir BeHecholo, to search for meaning in the Hechol, to muster and utilize all my physical and spiritual desire through the Torah and for the Torah. So according to Rav Hirsch, Ulevakir BeHecholo, taking it figuratively, he's saying the message of the Hechel, when you have the Aron right next to the menorah, right next to the Shulchan embodies physicality, the menorah embodies spirituality, right next to that, the Torah is to, I should use the Torah as my target for life, as my coordinate, as I coordinate my life, that everything, whether it be Nyonei Shulchan or Nyonei Menorah, should be overpowered by the concept that I'm doing this L'Shem Shemayim. And he says the most beautiful thing, Rav Shamshon Falhirsch. And when I read this, I said, this embodies Mrs. Kleiner, Mrs. Gottman, and Mrs. Jacobowitz. My goal is to spend all my days in the house of Hashem, and that's shifty, to remain calm, even in the most critical moments of my life. Beautiful. To remain calm even in the most critical moments of my life. If a person has that relationship, that he shifted to Beis Hashem, that I'm constantly living in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my emunah and bitachon has to be so strong. Has to be so strong. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. You know, you may have heard the famous story of Rav Pesach Kron and Rav Schwab. Rav Pesach Kron went to visit his father, Columbus Presbyterian, who was sick. And then he went to Rav Schwab. And Rav Schwab asked Rav Pesach Kron, how is your father? And Rabbi Kron writes that he said, I have bitachon that my father will be okay. And Rav Schwab told him, that's not bitachon. Bitachon does not mean that I trust that Hashem will do what I want him to do. Bitachon means I trust that whatever he does is for the best. So this is what David HaMelech is saying in Rav Shamshon Falhirsch. Lachzos B'Noam, and when I think about the Tzidkanios, I mean, Ms. Kleiner, who's Yahrzeit Sa'ud Wednesday night. She was Nefta Matzor Yom Kippur 2 years ago. My wife visited her every Yom Kippur. I'll be back in school. Even in Matzor Yom Kippur, we went to see her. And the next day she wasn't there. She lived with the words, Hashem Yimloch Lilam Vred. You think about Ms. Gutman? See, Ms. Gutman was different, as we all know, than Mrs. Kleiner and Mrs. Jacobowitz. All of them lived, I'm convinced of it, with a very special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very personal. Ms. Gutman, she expressed that relationship publicly months before she was Nifter. Every year before she was Nifter, she spoke to women in the community with such koach, such emunah, such bitachon. Ms. Klein was not that way. Ms. Jaco was not that way. But just imagine, Ms. Jaco was diagnosed 11 years before she was Nifter. Nobody knew about it. Her family did not know about it. She had to live with that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remain calm even in the most critical moments of life. So I think we can say about our Tzidkanios, the national Tzidkanios who are Nifter, who walked the same halls that we walked. So you had that very special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's appropriate that if we all can say to ourselves, L'zeich HaNishmasam, and their neshama should have aliyah b'shmim Gan Eden, that the schus of their lives that they lived They embodied this pasuk. Shivti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayei lachzos b'noam Hashem ulevakeh b'echol halo. They embodied. They lived like this. And even though Mrs. Jacobowitz and Ms. Clinton never expressed it, Ms. Gutman did. But they had to, because Ms. Gutman was a ball of fire, a ball of laughter, a ball of simcha. Ms. Kleiner, she was so tzniztik about her illness. And we don't even know if she really thought she was going to come back. My wife thinks she does think that she thought she was coming back. But they certainly left with this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I think kept them going, and perhaps we didn't realize the special people that we had in our midst, the Mirtz Hashem, then Hashem Shev, and Leva Shemaim, and they should be all Melitza Yosha for all of us here in Beis Yaakov. Thank you.